This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brothers and sisters in Islam, I pray this broadcast finds you, whilst you all phenomenally well. Wallahi, I speak to you filled with a plethora of emotions. I'm speaking to you from one of the floors of the Haram in Mecca after experiencing an amazing taraweeh with Sheikh Al-Ghamidi and Sheikh Dawsari, hafidahumullah. And they read from many surahs. From Surah Rum, from Surah Luqman, from Surah Sajdah, from Surah Al-Ahzab as well. They all powerful surah, subhanallah. And with the environment of the Haram, the ambience of the Haram, and you know, you standing with the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, literally people from all walks of life and languages and cultures and backgrounds, and nothing unites you together in the rows of the prayer besides La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. It's overwhelming, wallahi. And then you're listening to these ayat. It's amazingly overwhelming. You know, one standout ayah that I'll share with you, and it really, I mean, as I said, it's just a plethora of emotions, but one that really, you know, I don't even know how to describe it. But really, one ayah I want to share with you is an ayah you might have heard me speak about before during one of the Umrah trips with Tazkiyah tours, when I took the Hujjaj to Mount Uhud. And the ayah has an association with a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the Ansar, known as Anas ibn al-Nadhr radiallahu anhu. This companion was amazing because he missed the battle of Badr, because the battle of Badr wasn't supposed to be a battle. And then when he saw what happened with the Muslims and their success and so on and so forth, and he really wanted to prove his iman, and he was really sad, and he made a promise to Allah that, Ya Allah, if you make another battle happen, you know, he sort of as if he said, if you make another battle happen, I will prove to you who Anas ibn Nadhr is. I will show you who Anas ibn Nadhr is. You know, he wanted to prove how true his regret was for missing Badr. And then Uhud happened, and the Muslims went out, and Anas ibn al-Nadhr went with them. And subhanallah, when Mus'ab ibn Umair was assassinated, when he was killed and made shaheed, radiallahu anhu, and rumors broke out that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was killed, and this caused great fitna amongst the Muslim army. And as a result, some of the Sahaba ran back to Medina, some ran up Mount Uhud, some dropped their weapons and sat on the battlefield of the plains of Uhud. And then, subhanAllah, Anas ibn al-Nadhr walks dragging his sword, and he looks at the Muslims and he says to them, what's going on? And they explain to him what's going on. And he shakes his head and, you know, not accepting this, you know, giving up. And he says to the people around him that, Wallahi, I smelled the fragrance of Jannah under Mount Uhud. Subhanallah. And then he runs into the enemy, striking the enemy. And subhanallah, finally he was made shaheed. And when he was made shaheed and they found his body, it is said that there was more than 70 spear marks, sword marks, arrow marks on him. This is how much he took as he bravely attacked the enemy for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Ahzab, مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا مَا عَاهَدُوا اللَّهَ عَلَيْهِ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْبَهُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِرُ وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا. And I mentioned this ayah to you when shared with you a lesson very early on in the series regarding change for change is not actually change. In this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, from the believers are those who fulfill their promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here's Anas, he made a promise to Allah that if you give me another battle, I will fulfill my promise to Ya Allah. I will prove my regret to Ya Allah. I will show you who Anas ibn al-Nadhr is. Right? مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رِجَالَ. Allah says they are men from the believers. Men. Subhanallah. sadaqu, they were true to their promise to Allah. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْبَهُ, they are those who fulfilled their promise. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِرُ, and they are men who are still waiting to fulfill their promise. وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا, they never changed anything. They never went back on their promises. They never left the promises they made to the messenger. When they said, Muhammadur Rasulullah, you are the final messenger, we will follow you, they never did lip service to that. They followed it, they practiced it, they entered the religion with their tongue and their hearts and their bodies and every part of them, their soul. Subhanallah, this is the reality of the rijal. You know, the men of the Ummah, brothers and sisters in Islam. So brothers and sisters in Islam, it was a very inspiring taraweeh, and even this ayah was superbly inspiring. And I pray you feel the inspiration, because every night we take an action plan and think of certain things and ask ourselves certain things. And we have to now sit back and ask ourselves, are we fulfilling the promises we made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are we men and women of this ummah, or are we just boys and girls? And wallahi, the boys and girls from the sahaba were men and women of the ummah, because subhanallah, they did amazing things. But when I'm not saying boys and girls to belittle the term, because boys and girls have done great things for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But you get what I'm saying. Are we men and women of the ummah? Are we somebody's, or are we just anybody's and nobody's? What promises have we made to Allah? Have we fulfilled those promises? Are we living our life to our potential? Are we doing everything in our capacity to love Allah as He deserves to be loved? We won't be able to love Him as He deserves to be loved, but are we trying our hardest to obey Him as He deserves to be obeyed? We won't be able to do it, but are we trying our hardest? Min al-mu'minina rijal, from the believers are men. Are we trying our hardest to be the men from the believers and women from the believers alive today? Brothers and sisters in Islam, tomorrow marks the beginning of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. There's no better time for us to stand up and be counted. I love you all for the sake of Allah. Salamullahi alaykum wa rahmatuhu wa barakatuh.